Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we interview thought leaders doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us. SmartEye was founded over 20 years ago, and we have been known for developing some of the world's most sophisticated eye tracking systems. In recent years, we have expanded our technology and are now known as the global leader in human insight AI. Technology that understands, supports, and predicts human behavior in complex environments. We are bridging the gap between humans and machines for a safe and sustainable future. Our multimodal software and hardware solutions provide unprecedented human insight in automotive and behavioral research, supported also by Affectiva and iMotions, companies we acquired in 2021. Today, we feature our own Sebastian Johansson, SmartEye's Regional Sales Manager of APAC, who has been with the organization for over 10 years. I invited him to talk today about understanding customer needs and concerns, SmartEye solutions and differentiators, and ROI impact on our customers. Let's listen in to learn more. Okay. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. With me, I have our own Sebastian Johansson, Regional Sales Manager APAC at SmartEye. Sebastian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So let's start with the introduction of you. What is your role at SmartEye and what does a typical day look like for you in terms of working with clients?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I am a regional sales manager for Asia Pacific. And in Asia Pacific, we mostly work with partners and distributors, unlike Europe and the US, where we do more direct sales. So my job is mainly to work with our partners in China, Japan, Korea, where most of our business is in Asia. So, you know, any normal day, since I'm located in Gothenburg, would be, you know, early mornings due to the time zones. Try to get this stuff, as much stuff done as possible before lunch, I guess, with our partners over there.
Absolutely. So what are some of the common misconceptions about eye tracking technology that you encounter?
I would say it's both things that we solve in a positive and maybe, I guess you could say, a negative way sometimes. Because one misconception, I think, is definitely cost. I think when we encounter customers, and it differs here if it's someone who has never had anything to do with eye tracking and someone who has some experience, I would say some of those customers definitely have another understanding of, you know, the cost involved with these systems. But also things like, you know, setup time and calibration time. A lot of customers think that if they have seen some eye trackers like the chin rest systems and so on, I don't think that they are fully aware of what this technology can do now, how unintrusive our system can be, and how quick, you know, the setup time from individual to individual can be. Mm-hmm. So those, I think, are definitely different aspects where we surprise our customers. And potentially also performance. And this also varies, I think. Some have really, really high expectations, maybe even unrealistic expectations. And some are also quite surprised on, you know, about when they see what we can do with our systems.
Got it. Okay. So let's unpack some of, you know, this understanding of customer needs and concerns. So let's say someone first inquires about eye tracking technology. What are some of those top concerns or the challenges that you see coming in, you know, kind of first off, right off the bat, and then how does SmartEye address those concerns?
Yes. So I think some of the concerns that they have are, you know, a very typical question would be, you know, the surrounding, the ambient light, you know, lighting conditions. Does it work in dark simulators? Does it work, you know, in bright environments and so on? I would say is a very common question. Also, you know, concerns about how well the system will operate with different demographics, eyewear, beards, long hair, you know, these sort of things. It's a very common concern that they have, as well as, you know, I think quality of data and, you know, and potential data loss is a really common question as well, because I think a lot of these researchers are used to working with different kind of sensors, sometimes wireless, sometimes, you know, performing better or worse, and And I think that that's also, you know, a common concern, like how much of the data that they collect are they, you know, potentially losing, or will it, you know, how well will that work?
Mm-hmm. Got it. So when you think of, you know, the majority of customers that are coming in and asking these questions, what would you say, you know, a specific problem do customers hope that eye tracking will solve? And then how does SmartEye's solution stand out compared to other, you know, alternatives on the market?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I mean, essentially the problem that I think that they want to solve, or what they need is, you know, obviously a system that provides them with data they can trust, with minimal data loss, and just a really, you know, robust system that's as, you know, unintrusive as possible. And you know, I guess what they want to move away from sometimes would be, you know, manually annotating things using just cameras, like manually annotating behavior or blinks or these sort of things, and to find a system that can do this for them. I guess the problem is really man hours. You know, a lot of systems, you know, take up a lot of man hours, both setup time for individuals as well as post processing time and so on.
Now, so I know a lot of our customers are researchers, right? So what are the most common challenges you hear from them when it comes to understanding user behavior?
I think really it depends a bit on the level of understanding that they want to do, and, you know, how much they want to involve, how many sensors do they want to involve, and is it just eye tracking, or is it other biometric sensors as well? And I think the challenges there, really what we hear a lot is synchronizing everything. And you know, SmartEye on its own does not hold the entire key to that, but together with the integration with iMotions and everything, I think we have a really good platform to solve a lot of those problems.
So the last question on this section was the most frequently asked question from customers. So let's say we've started a conversation, they first came in, and we have the back and forth going. What is your most frequently asked question from them? Yeah. How do you typically answer it?
Yeah, I think a very common question is, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's lighting conditions, ambient light. How does it work in simulators? How does it work in cars? You know, can you take this on the road? And, you know, the short answer to that is yes, absolutely. You know, we have a very unique way of controlling the light environment using IR, but using very high intensity, low duration IR pulses to make us, you know, insensible to the ambient light, you know, together with the filters that we have on our cameras, filtering away all the visible light. That's a very common question, I would say.
Okay.
And then as well, and again, because I think time is really, really a concern for a lot of these customers, and setup time and calibration time, I think, is a very common question as well. Like how quickly can you calibrate an individual and get them running with the system? And again, due to the, you know, the static environment we set up, the static coordinate system, where all the objects in our 3D representation of the environment, such as a, you know, a car, we would represent the mirrors, the dashboard, etc., in the create a 3D mockup of this. Since all that is static, and the user really only needs to calibrate, you know, perform a short gaze calibration, look at a few targets in order to be calibrated, and all the other tracking stuff like detecting the face, initializing the tracking, everything. Since all that is automatic, I think that's also a very, you know, very common question, a very common concern. How much time do they need to spend calibrating each individual and so on, as well as, you know, post-processing, what they need to do. And again, since all of this is done in a static 3D coordinate system and the data streamed live, I think that's something that they usually appreciate quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very cool. So this next section is around, you know, solutions, benefits, key differentiators. I know you touched on a couple of them, so maybe we can expand on a few. And if you think we covered, we can also skip. So yeah. The first question is, how does SmartEye's tech uniquely address these challenges compared to other solutions? So I guess it's a competitive differentiation question.
Yeah. And with regards to lighting, like I said, you know, we touched on that we control all aspects of the light that we use basically for the system. which is, I believe, what most eye tracking companies do in a sense. So we may not stand out completely there, but we do it in a very specific way with our high intensity, low duration IR light. But then also, you know, where we really stand out is the 3D model. There are not a lot of remote multi-camera eye trackers out there. So already at that stage, you know, we have positioned ourselves, you know, uniquely.
Okay.
But even with the other remote trackers, using this 3D model that we do, and you know, using that for the data output and the static 3D coordinate system, you know, we really stick out there. So I think that's quite a unique solution.
Mm-hmm. Can you say more about the 3D model in case people aren't unfamiliar of what that is and what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So as mentioned, what we do is we set up the system with remote cameras that we place in the environment, you know, whether that's a car simulator, an actual car on the road, a full motion base, full flight simulator to small control rooms, or, you know, whatever the environment is, we set up the cameras in a way where they are static with regards to all the areas of interest. And then we use a laser measurement device to accurately measure all the objects of the environment that is, you know, of interest to the user. And we build a 3D wireframe model based on this. And since the tracking of the user, of the head and the head position and the eyes are also in the same 3D coordinate system, then all of the output data will be related to this model. So if the user is gazing at an object, we will output the intersections of that object, the gaze intersection. We will output the name of the object that's being looked at, as well as the local coordinates on that object. Mm-hmm. And this is all being streamed live over the network, or, you know, can be saved as well, of course, to be viewed after. Mm-hmm. But that is quite unique. So then if you would stare at the same point and move your head around, the gaze point or gaze intersection is basically the same.
Thanks. Very cool. Yeah, I was going to ask also how SmartEye's eye tracking system, you can adapt it to the unique needs of different industries, right? So how would we do that for automotive versus aviation versus market research, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we always come back to, you know, the flexibility of the multi-camera system here.
Yeah.
Because what we do then is we basically place the cameras in positions that are beneficial for tracking the regions that the user want to track the, you know, gaze on. So in a car, that could be placing cameras on the dashboard. In a flight simulator, it could be, you know, placing cameras close to the instruments. In a control room, it could be placing them on a desk or, you know, on top of the screens to provide accurate tracking wherever the researcher wants to have that accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, from a technical and operational challenges perspective, we talked a little bit about, you know, how simple it is to integrate SmartEye into that process. Can you speak a little bit more about how we help customers kind of go through that process and how easy it is?
Absolutely. So from a hardware perspective, you know, the cameras we use are, you know, they have a small form factor as well as the LEDs as well. There are small form factor cameras and LEDs that can be integrated into, you know, into the environment if the user decides to. Of course, we're there, you know, along the way for this to provide them with any information they might need or help them do this. Mm-hmm. And on the software side, you know, our software has an API where you can collect all the data over UDP, TCP, and do this live, as well as, you know, allow the user to completely remote control the software through the RPC as well. So they can essentially build applications, build integrations, or integrate with their own software and not really have to interact with the SmartEye Pro user interface at all if they choose not to, if they want to build a, you know, completely seamless integration. Mm-hmm. So that is absolutely possible.
Very cool. Okay, so let's move on to product features and ROI impact. What would you say specifically to SmartEye, what features, innovations of our tech had the most significant impact on customer ROI or their product outcomes?
I would say streamlining the profile process was a really huge one. So when I started, I remember SmartEye actually just released this feature where we would, you know, do the tracking initialization automatically. And before that, you would have to manually plot in the images and say, you know, this is where the nose is, this is where the ears are, the eyes are, et cetera, for the head tracking anchor points to work. And, you know, streamlining that process or making that quicker where the system would just automatically detect the face and start tracking on it. I was doing a lot of commissionings and trainings for customers who upgraded their system to this. And it was always a really big wow factor for them. So it was always really fun to do when they would see how much quicker it was and how well it worked. So I think that was a big one. And yeah, also I think simplifying the output data, you know, I think it probably works quicker now as well for wearable systems as well. But a big thing was always, you know, if you had wearables that you didn't have a fixed relation between the tracker, the face, and the environment. And I think, you know, with SmartEye solution, having the cameras mounted statically in the car or the simulator or whatever the environment, and having all that output data being in that static coordinate system really, you know, made the post-processing a lot quicker and allowed users to build the scripts and integrations to the output data and really streamlining that as well. So I think I think those are some things that really made a big impact.
Thanks. And you might have covered this already, but are there any additional, I guess, more recent product improvements or new features that clients or partners are especially excited about?
I think there are, especially generally eye tracking and SmartEye Pro is working so well today. It's so robust, it's so accurate. And I think, you know, that's kind of a just a broad general thing. But also us being able to incorporate things like facial expressions being part of the output data, drowsiness, the tracking with the medical face mask, you know, when you cover big parts of the face, especially of course during COVID, which still feels recent, but it's coming up on 5 years. So those are definitely some, I think, really, really nice things. But then also, I think tightening up the integration with iMotions and the iMotion suite. And because a big thing, you know, that you hear a lot is always synchronizing data. You know, if you have different sensors and so on, how do you synchronize that? And I think SmartEye Pro's integration with iMotions and where that has gotten today is a really nice improvement, actually.
So I would love to end with a kind of a look toward the future and some trends that you've seen over the years. How do you see eye tracking really evolving in the next few years? And how would you say that SmartEye is really positioned to be the leader in that space?
I think one of the things that there's a lot of talk about and has been for a few years is how to measure intoxication, you know, especially in vehicles, you know, and not only, you know, intoxication from alcohol, but also other substances. And if eye tracking can potentially be a solution for that. So I definitely think that's going to be, something very useful. And, you know, we're positioned very well in the automotive market. So we are doing research of our own on this topic as well. So I definitely think that's something useful.
Nice. Very cool. So I know we covered a lot of ground today, but I did also want to end on, you know, what's one piece of advice you would give to prospective customers who are considering using eye tracking technology for the first time?
I think it's important to clear objectives, you know, with what you want the tracker to do. Also think about if there are other sensors that could potentially be used together, you know, to really enhance what the eye tracker can give you. But also to be patient, you know, and have realistic expectations of what it's like working with, you know, all kind of sensors, biosensors, really. So I think those are some key things.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's all I have for you, Sebastian. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And thank you once again so much for making the time to talk today.
Thank you as well.
I always learn something new when I speak with SmartEye's eye tracking experts who have been in this industry for a number of years helping customers solve their challenges. I appreciated Sebastian's elaboration of the 3D model and can really see how that would have an impact in understanding user behavior and research or usability studies in automotive, aviation, and beyond. I hope you enjoyed today's mini-sode. Don't forget to subscribe to our human-centric AI podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts or new episodes. We're also on social media, so please reach out to us on X, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to share any feedback you have on the show. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.